Brilliance Audio presents Dark in Death by J.D. Robb, performed by Susan Erickson. The woman seems steady and sane enough, Eve thought, though distress eked through. If you're going to confess to murder, I should read you your rights. Don't be such a bitch, Nadine snapped. I have to be true to myself. Delano let out a breathless half-laugh. I appreciate the mild kick in the ass. When I killed her in Dark Days, her name was Amelia Benson. You're talking about a book? About a fictional character. Yes, Amelia Benson was a young actress who held a series of jobs, as her acting income didn't pay the rent. She had ambitions, some talent, and considerable energy. Every week she went to a classic vid to study, as she hoped one day, to be a star of stage and screen. One rainy Wednesday, in a nearly empty theater, while she watched Grace Kelly thwart an attempt on her life, Amelia's ended, an ice pick through the base of the skull. It rang, Eve realized, loud and clear. Why an ice pick? Eve asked. Such a mean and common tool. And effective, I thought. Sharp. Delano spread her hands. Small, easy to come by. They found her body when they brought the house lights up after the credits. The killer, of course, had long since left the building. Okay. You believe this applies to Chanel Ryland's murder? I do. I'm sick because I do. The bulletin I heard this morning said an actress, a young actress, and the vid, a classic Hitchcock vid like the one my fictional victim watched. Dial M for murder in my book. Same director, and that she'd been stabbed during the vid. The shower scene. A compelling scene like the one I use for my book. The bulletin didn't identify the weapon. So you wrote a book with a murder victim, an actress who's killed during a vid by stabbing, and you figure it's connected to an actual case. I do. And worse, I think it's the second one. Now Delano gripped her hands together on the table, knuckles whitening. I think it's the second. Why? When Delano brought her joined hands up to press between her breasts, Nadine started to speak. Let her tell it. Nadine hissed out a breath, but didn't speak. This was easier in my head. Drink some water, Ms. Delano, Peabody advised. Take a breath. Okay, yes. She obeyed, cleared her throat. I think I'd have been struck by the similar elements. A young actress stabbed while watching a Hitchcock vid. If subsequent reports had termed the weapon an ice pick, I'd have been more than struck. I was only somewhat intrigued by what I now think was the first. About a month ago, a young street-level LC, only a few weeks into the job, was strangled in a flop many use for their work. Her body showed no sign of recent sexual activity, no other injuries. The killer used a white scarf. She paused, drank more water.